This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle is blown in the game between England and USA. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Hello and welcome everyone to our debrief of tonight's final game between England and the United States. My name is Arnie Beres. I'm joined by Pascal Zuberbühler, Alberto Zaccaroni and Sunday Olise, our technical experts, as well as FIFA's Harry Lowe and Chris Loxton. Alberto, you observed England. What are your thoughts on the game?
The English came up with a 4-3-3 system. And the first 30 minutes, Mister says he didn't like the way they played because the ball was moving very slowly. Maguire's refusal to join the block made England have a very long shape, and the fullbacks refused to join really in the build-up, so they had problems. After 30 minutes, they got better. The ball started circulating faster. The right backs, the fullbacks started participating more, and then they got better into the game. They won back the balls a little bit higher up, and Kane, the captain, got into the game. Mr. feels that they should have won the game because they showed more personality afterwards. He made some nice changes. Some changes came in and kind of like improved their play.
And Sunday, the US was very difficult to break down. Can you explain us why that was?
Well, I think the US came out with a formation, and the way they animated it was a total antidote to the play style of the English. They came up with a 4-4-2 system, and when they were defending, they stayed at 4-4-2, but when they got into possession, they went into a 4-2-4. Very risky, because that meant that the four players they were pushing up front were going one-on-one against the defenders of the English defense line, and that held them backwards. And now what they did was that they were so smart in the way they animated their play that they made the English, the build-up, always go to the side, because they made sure they had one-on-one blocking the passing lines of the true central defenders of the English, Maguire and Stones, trying to stop them from playing forward. So they had to start their build-up from this side. And what I found very impressive about them was that when they now had the ball and they had to build up, they started from the back intentionally. They tried as much as possible to avoid kicking the ball out, because the English had three strikers, and then they had numerical advantage, because not only did they have the four defenders who were one man more than the English strikers, they also included the goalkeeper in it. So it was 5-3 for the build-up from the back. They transferred that numerical advantage into the midfield and then tried to put it up into the offensive. And since the strikers of the opposing team were not able to follow them really that much, it was almost impossible to stop them play.
And what you also mentioned to me during the game was that once England maybe found a way around and crossed the ball into the box, you said they also had a lot of numbers in the box to defend that cross, right?
Well, these numbers, thanks, because these numbers that I said they created, this numerical advantage, when they were defending, they went on a 4-4-2, but each time the English went into the defense, these four defenders and the four midfielders got so very compact and did not bother about the man anymore. They just picked up certain zones in those areas. So that means they were all busy about it, and they stayed in triangles. So that means the passing line to pass in between players to the others was difficult. I must say I am very impressed with what they played up today.
And Harry, Chris, what does the data tell us about this game?
Well, it really aligns to what Sunday is saying about the USA defensive shape. So The fact they were so structured, they finished the game, they finished the first half with 44% of their out of possession phase in mid block. So goes to show what Sunday was saying about them setting up in a structure and occupying the spaces but being compact. But then by the time we got to full time, it showed that the in possession for England, they had 60% in unopposed build up. So reflecting again the structure of the USA. Sunday also mentioned going around the USA shape. So England finished the game with 73 line breaks around, as opposed to 19 through and 23 over. So there was such an emphasis on the fact that they were trying to go around the USA shape. But what was also interesting is that compared to the first game versus Iran, England's ball recovery time was 20 seconds compared to in the Iran game when it was 10 seconds. And Sunday, you mentioned something to me at halftime as why that might have been the case.
Well, another impressive sign from the Americans was that they decided, by their shape and by the way they positioned themselves when the English had the ball, they decided who had the ball, where they had the ball, and when they had it. That means that there were certain players that they let go, and they made sure that the English always played to the side, most especially because the most dangerous player that the English have on paper is the central striker Kane, and through the middle. So and Kane himself is a player that they know that when it comes to area balls, he's not the one that's going to win attack it most of the time. So they were forcing them sideways and at the same time making the pressure on the side where the space was smaller. So that was how they were able to manage this.
And I think Sunday, just picking up on that as well, obviously we have this data live during the game, but our football data collection team in Wales actually collect a much deeper set that's available 4 hours after the game. Probably just something to mention to our listeners that they're all available on the FIFA Training Centre as well. But look, we look at the numbers now, but one thing I really want to look at when that data comes through is on that ball regain, which we know was 10 seconds greater than the Iran game, is the actual passing direction, because it appeared to me that whenever England regained the ball was played sideways or backwards to actually recycle it rather than looking at vertical play to try and attack the opposition goal. And if we look at the actual distribution of defensive line breaks over a period of time, 5 minutes before half time and maybe another 20 minutes after half time, England made no defensive line breaks at all. So it just shows that there was a significant period of the game where, you know, they didn't manage to get into that final third and penetrate through that defensive line.
Zubi, two clean sheets obviously for the goalkeepers, but also only four shots on goal, three for England and one for the United States. What are your thoughts on the performances of the goalkeepers?
So first of all, we saw now the fifth 0-0 in this World Cup, and this is something wow. This I didn't expect it, and for me it's nice to see that the goalkeepers are making a lot of clean sheets. Clear on this game today, it was very special when we are talking about stats from England, and especially when we saw Pickford when he had a goal kick, especially in the first half. He kicked the ball every time long, very long, almost 80 meter to Harry Kane through the middle, and Harry Kane is going on this ball, or he tried to deflect the ball or whatever, but every goal kick from Pickford they played long, and that was very, very special to see.
Yeah, Zubi, this is something we were speaking about at halftime, wasn't it, where we were looking at the numbers for final third entries, and the amount of entries they were having, England were having, through the central channel was the highest for them, with six, just joint equal to their entries on the right hand side. And this is actually one of the few games where we've got to half time and there hasn't been a dominant entries in the final third in the wider areas. It was one of the first games really where we've seen a team looking to penetrate through the middle, and that might have been a reason why with Pickford.
It looks like that was a game plan, eh? That in the first half you have to play every ball, goal kick long to Harry Kane. And on the other side, also Pickford in the first half, there was one shot on target on the crossbar, And this was from Pulisic and there. When you are really looking and zoom in closer and you look again and again, Pickford had a nice fingertip save on this ball to the crossbar. And he needed to be ready in this moment. And on the other side, and this is that was very, very interesting to see, Turner, he made today a very good game. He was coming out on every high ball. He claimed every ball. He looks very, very sure. He was full of confidence. And as also Sunday mentioned, also with the feet. They bring him in to build up from the back. And he made really a very good game. And especially, I remember very well, the finishing one shot on the, before the halftime for Mount. He was there and he made a great, great save right on the floor with his right hand. And he showed me up a very good game. And those games are for goalkeepers especially very difficult to show up. They are not they didn't have a lot of shots to save, but when they have to, they were there.
Fantastic, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your insights and everyone else for listening. We are heading back to the hotel now, but we'll be back tomorrow with more insights. Have a good night.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.